WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the
ABC
Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Andy Field. 70 million Americans in 18 states under heat alerts where above average temperatures are soaring into the 90s in September. There was an early dismissal for school on the first day in Philadelphia, much to the relief of teachers, including Amy Northwest.
Heat makes people tired, heat, especially it makes them really uncomfortable to be in the classrooms or sweating and stuff like that. They can't really focus on their work.
Tropical Storm Lee has formed in the Atlantic. President Biden being closely watched at the White House as he awarded the Medal of Honor to a Vietnam veteran while the First Lady continues fighting COVID in Delaware.
We are told the president is feeling well. He's experiencing no symptoms, but he is taking precautions. The president masking up during a Medal of Honor ceremony honoring Captain Larry Taylor.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Authorities say part of a pier where dozens of University of Wisconsin students were celebrating on Labor Day collapsed into a lake, leaving one person in the hospital. This is ABC News. Hillshire Brands Company is recalling nearly 16,000 pounds of smoked sausage and other products, fearing they may be contaminated with bone fragments. So what is the true price of the actor and writer strikes?
Warner Brothers Discovery says as of right now, it stands to take a $300 to $500 million hit in 2023, predominantly due to the impact of the strikes. The company behind the highest-grossing film of the year, Barbie, wrote that in a regulatory filing Tuesday. The news comes on the heels of the Milken Institute's Kevin Cloudon telling the Financial Times that the writers and actors strikes have cost California's economy an estimated $5 billion so far, impacting studios, other businesses that help support film and TV production. Jason Athenson, ABC News.
Las Vegas officials approving plans for a permanent memorial to victims of the 2017 music festival mass shooting. It'll feature 58 candle-like beams in a park shaped like an infinity symbol with 22,000 lights. Andy Field, ABC News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over, so I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed, so I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, hitting the cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're absolutely right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
You know I like being absolutely right. Thank you so much, Haley. Hey, a lot going on here. It's already Tuesday. I don't know what happened to Monday, but, you know, I just got to say a big shout-out to our past, you know, it was Labor Day and all the union workers and all the people that made things like a 5-day, 40-hour week and all those great things. I want to give a big shout out to me being a former union person. It's just so, unions are so important, and we need to support all the unions we can over whether it's Labor Day or every day. So I just want to really give a quick shout out to that. Also, you know, what's coming up here is Leonard Peltier, 79th birthday action caravan route. It's going to be here in the Twin Cities on the 8th. So we're really going to be talking about that in the next week or so, or every day. And then I also, Haley, I want to say a big shout out to all our people that are, all our teachers out there and students that are starting here in the Twin Cities with school. I know, this was a big day for me for like 30 years when I taught in St. Paul Public Schools, the first day to have the kids back, and bless them here in the Twin Cities. I know only one high school in St. Paul has air conditioning. All the rest are super hot right now, but I wanted to give them a big shout out, Haley.
Oh, yeah, you know, and we got the cooler weather coming in, so really grateful for that. But yeah, it's first day of school for a lot of folks, a lot of students. Anywhere from kindergarten all the way up through college students. You know, I was seeing a lot of the college students returning back to the U of M's campus here in the Twin Cities, back where I know you and I both attended, Dega.
Yeah, go Gophers.
So, yeah, go Gophers. And shout out to that win. I don't know if you saw the football game last weekend, but
tell me a little bit about that, Haley. I was busy doing state fair stuff. I did not realize that the game was on at Thursday night.
Yes, it was Thursday night, and it was a pretty close game. You know, we were trailing down for most of the game, but then the Gophers made a comeback towards the end and kicked a winning field goal to win the game. So a great first start for the Gophers season, I would say. Hopefully we can get some more better wins, more further ahead wins than that.
But. Yeah. Well, beating Nebraska anytime is good as far as I'm concerned. Haley, I'm a old person, but I remember in the early 80s, I think Salem was the coach, and I think Nebraska beat us something like 82-14 or something like that. So beating Nebraska, no matter what, any time of my life is a good feeling being a former Gopher. Hey, also, I want to give a quick shout-out, Haley, to all the people that stopped by Native Roots Trading Post at the fair and said, hey, really means a lot, you know, all the selfies and talking about what we do here, Haley, is have conversations with people about what's happening in Indian country. And we really love the people that listen to our show, support our show with our Patreon, and also all the people that listen, all our progressive friends, white allies, Native Americans. You know who you are. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, being a geeky to everyone out there, listeners, supporters. Having you guys really makes the show, and we couldn't do it without you. So big Pina Gigi to all of you listening out there right now.
No, really good point. And hey, I saw that not only were you paying attention to the Gophers game, but you also went to a concert, and I do believe you were with your young looking mom there.
Who'd
you go see?
Yes, you know, I'm very grateful. My mom's always been one of my concert buddies. She's been supplying me with concert tickets ever since probably like my 13th birthday, so very lucky. But yeah, I had a really great evening with my mom and my stepdad, so shout out to them. We went and saw Pearl Jam. That was their second show. They kicked off their tour here in the Twin Cities. They played Thursday night and Saturday night at the XL Center here in St. Paul. And wow, when I've been to a lot of concerts, I've been to a few rock shows, but Pearl Jam, I mean, that was one of a kind. I mean, Eddie Vedder, still as amazing as he sounds back on my parents' old CDs. So
you're going to say cassette tapes, but hey, you know, the guitar player, and I can't think of his name off the top of my head. His big fundraiser, you know, how everybody is into, you know, supporting things. And his was making skateboard rinks all around Indian country and reservations. And that's his big deal. And a big shout out to those guys, and especially this young rocker. But we really appreciate that, because it's all about community, right? Building community, and skateboarders are a community. And how do you keep away from drugs and doing things like that is be involved in a community.
Yeah. And, you know, I think Pearl Jam is actually going around to each of their touring cities, and they are supporting local organizations. So I did see that Pearl Jam went ahead and posted on their Instagram last week that their foundation is supporting the Ain Day Young Center in St. Paul. For 40 Ain years.
Young?
Yeah, that's who they are supporting in this city for their tour. So yeah, so they provide continuum housing and stability services for homeless American Indian youth ages 5 to 24. So big Pina Gigi Pearl Jam.
You know, what's interesting about Ain Day Young is that Bobby Wilson, if you've watched any of the episodes of Reservation Dogs, and it was interesting too, he did the one with Cheese that was in a house like Ain Day Young. So he wrote that one where Cheese couldn't escape or whatever, and it was kind of like, you know, a group home. And so that's really cool to hear. And Sherry Remus is an old friend of mine. I think I've known her since I was like 14 or 13 years old. And she's the director of Ain Day Young. And Dallas Goldtooth, who's in Reservation Dogs, worked there too. Well, Bobby was stayed there, but he also ended up working there as an older person or a younger, older teen. But yeah, that's really cool to hear, Haley.
Yeah, just thought I would mention that too. So yeah, thanks Pearl Jam for focusing on Native communities and organizations here in the Twin Cities.
Absolutely. You know, again, I'm excited watching Reservation Dogs. Dark Winds ended their season. Hopefully there'll be a third season. Really interesting. I won't talk about that too much, let people watch it, but maybe we'll talk about it later this week. And again, Reservation Dogs is wrapping up, and a great episode last week. I don't know if you saw it, but they were hitting Bobby Wilson wrote that one, and he might have gotten this from Enda Young, but they were passing the stick around to talk, and they all got all the old guys got emotional, and it was pretty funny. But I won't get into that. I won't break that if you haven't watched Reservation Dogs. But yeah, it's already Tuesday, so the week's almost over. And we'll really hear it's 1,000,000 degrees in Minnesota, but tomorrow it's only supposed to get up to 67. So we appreciate that. And again, everyone that stopped by at the fair, thank you so much for supporting Native Roots Arts, and also supporting Native Roots Radio and mentioning us there. So just a big, big peenie geegee. That means thank you, and Ho-Chunk. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by. Stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence, and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Be a vaccinative. It's time to come together and talk about the urgent need to stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations to protect our heritage, our loved ones, and our future. Throughout history, we have always faced challenges, and today we must protect our culture and loved ones. This is our opportunity to ensure that our tribal gatherings once again resound with joy and celebration, where the echoes of our ancestors guide our steps. It's a chance to care for our elders, cherishing their wisdom and stories for generations to come. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Let us unite, resilient as ever, and show the world the strength of the Native American community. Together, we shape a future where our traditions thrive, our children learn from our ancestors, and our people flourish once more. So be a vaccinative and learn more about staying up to date with your COVID vaccinations at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067, or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis. Hey, Karagi, this is Haley Cherry, producer, here with host Robert Pilot. And Robert, I heard that you went out to the Black River Falls Labor Day weekend powwow out there in Wisconsin. And I know you were able to meet up with a very, very special guest. So why don't we go ahead, dive in, and take a listen to that?
Thanks, Haley. I have a special guest here. I want her to introduce herself.
Hey, everybody. Cherise Davids, Ho-Chunk, Congresswoman representing the Kansas 3rd Congressional District. It's really good to be here with you.
Well, you know, what's really fun is we always play your intro in our show for bumper music, and it's exciting to see you again, and we haven't talked in a while, but I'm really stoked to have you on here and maybe get a little updates and maybe how our listeners can support you and what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. Well, It's really good to get a chance to visit with you. I know we don't get to visit as often as either one of us would like, but yeah, things have been really busy. You know, I'm, of course, doing my work out in Washington, D.C. I'm working on the Transportation Committee still, the Small Business Committee still, but I'm also on the Agriculture Committee now. And with the Farm Bill coming up, it's really, really important to, you know, to really focus in on that. And actually, for Indian Country, there's so many different Native groups all across the country who are working on making sure we're, you know, getting some stuff in that bill that are going to be good for Native farmers, good for, you know, no-tilling practices, talking about sustainability and regenerative agriculture and that sort of thing. So that's been a lot of what we've been working on. And then just so folks know, you know, one of the things I introduced the Truth and Healing Commission on Federal Indian Boarding Schools in the last Congress, and we're working on getting that reintroduced this year in the House because, you know, I mean, the listening sessions are going on around the country, and there's a lot going on. The Native American Boarding Schools Association is out here doing stuff, and so it's just, you know, there's a lot of really interesting and important work that we're getting the chance to work on.
That's exciting, and we know our friend Ruth Buffalo from the Dakotas, I like to say that, like Dakotas, is working heavily on that. And, you know, bills just don't come up magically. There's a process, correct?
Yeah, and one of the things that we have to do, partly because the Democrats are in the minority in the House this year, and so I'm really trying. Now, this is a bill that I got bipartisan support for in the last Congress, so I'm still trying to make sure that we continue on to do that in that bipartisan way, because it just makes it more likely that we'll actually be able to get it passed. But it is a bill that I think that, you know, all the work that folks have been doing locally in their different Native communities, working with the, you know, just making sure we get that history out there. And, you know, healing happens when you actually do have a recognition, acknowledgement, and then that process to make sure that we, you know, so many people are still feeling the impacts of the Native boarding school era.
Absolutely. We're blessed to be, or I'm blessed to be from Minnesota, and we do our show out of Minnesota, and we've had some good state legislature, and one of them is that we have to teach Native American children and teachers our history, so that'd be great if we could get that in school. We could get that federally done.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things that this you know, the Truth and Healing Commission on Federal Indian Boarding Schools bill, one of the things that we know that it's going to help with is actually being able to really find out the history, because that's some of the problem is that, you know, and we see this all the time, new information is coming out, new information for mainstream. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of families that still know that history, and so I know that Secretary Deb Haaland is working on this from the, you know, from the Department of Interior, Bureau of Indian Affairs side of all that. And then we're just going to try to keep pushing it in the legislature to try to make sure that we get the support there that's necessary.
Yeah, you know, it's always said here, at least on Native Roots Radio, is if you're not at the table, you might be what's served. So it's great that you're at the table and really speaking up your truth for our people. Hey, let's just talk a little bit about where we're at right now. You just did a book signing. Talk a little bit about the book, and I know we're going to try and have it in our stores for Christmas. And talk a little bit about, I guess this would be a homecoming for both of us, even though we don't live here.
Yeah, so, yeah, just coming up to the Labor Day powwow, Black River Falls, Ho-Chunk powwow here, and we did a book signing for Sharice's Big Voice, A Native Kid Becomes a Congresswoman. I wrote the book a couple of years ago. It came out during COVID, and so I really haven't done
any real, you know, book, yeah, book tour type things. I haven't done any of that. And so, you know, one of my aunties was like, let's have a book signing up here. And it's been really cute. It's a children's picture book. It's a short, you know, kind of biography about my path to Congress. But really, the book is a lot about learning how to listen and learning how to find your voice, and that all of us have our own unique path, and we can all be successful in whatever way we decide that we want to be successful.
Well, you're on your second term, and they're two-year terms, correct?
Yeah, I'm so, actually in my third term now.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Time flies when you're having
some
interesting times. Yeah.
Wow, my bad. The time has flown. And they're two-year terms. When is your next election cycle?
Yeah, so next year in November, I'll be up for re-election. And, of course, you know, I think I've always said that the better job I do focusing on doing a good job, the more likely it is that I'll get to keep doing this job. And so, you know, everything from my work I do in transportation to the work I do with agriculture now is, I think, part of helping to make sure that the folks that I represent in Kansas know that I want to be a good legislator. I want to be a good representative.
Well, we have a big audience in Wisconsin and in Minnesota and Illinois. I'm wondering if you can just give your website and how people can support you, because we all know that we need money to support. So just give a couple quick shout-outs to your website and socials. Yeah.
So my TikTok, just kidding. I'm not on TikTok. So we are X, I guess, is what they're calling it now.
Right.
Just add Charisse Davids. And then I'm Charisse for Congress on things like Instagram. And then on if you want to go to my website, you can just visit charisseforcongress.com.
Well, we have some kind of thing in Minnesota is like a call to Act Blue. Is there anything that?
Yeah, my Act Blue page is on the charisseforcongress.com.
Well, I want to just say big peeny geegy, and hopefully we can look forward to some reports down the road with from you, and also in Minnesota, get your book out there and get them to our people and to our allies.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, and definitely we'll look forward to talking to you again, and peeny geegy.
Peeny geegy to you. Back to you, Haley.
Wow, Robert. Really, really great interview. You know, I just love Charisse and everyone. If you, again, that was Charisse Davids. And Charisse Davids, she is a U.S. representative out of the 3rd Congressional District, I believe, in Kansas. And she also she's a U.S. attorney and former MMA fighter, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's crazy. Really a sweet person. And just a second, I'm going to sneeze.
She is a very sweet. Yes. So her book, too, that she has out, a children's picture book, is called Charisse's Big Voice, A Native Kid Becomes a Congresswoman. So keep an eye out for that book wherever you buy your books at.
Well, I want to also, and thanks for covering for me on that sneeze. I don't want to blow people's brains out when I'm, sneezing. And she wrote in my book, I got another book from her, and it said, Robert, your big voice is amazing. Native Roots Radio rocks. See how she used that, the big voice, her, And then Ho-Chunk means either the big voice or the sacred voice. I always like to say the sacred voice because I feel more sacred when I say that. But so a down-to-earth person. I met her before she became a congressperson, and she hasn't changed at all. And she's always open to discuss stuff. And, you know, we've reached out, and she's busy, and I think what we've kind of come to terms with is maybe just trying to get the once every 2 weeks report from her, because I think it's important, one, that we get a report from a Native American that's in Congress, but two, Ho-Chunk, and get it out in the Twin Cities and Wisconsin and wherever else this great show is heard.
Right. And then also make sure you can support her, follow her on her socials at Charisse Davids on X. I think she was talking about Twitter. Yeah. That is now X.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Act Blue, if you want to, you know, again, she won her second election. So it's her third term, I believe she said. And it's not easy because of all the gerrymandering in there.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. 70 million Americans in 18 states under heat alerts where above average temperatures are soaring into the 90s in September. It was an early dismissal for school on the first day in Philadelphia, much to the relief of teachers, including Amy Northwest.
Heat makes people tired, heat especially. It makes them really uncomfortable to be in the classrooms or sweating and stuff like that. They can't really focus on their work.
Tropical Storm Lee has formed in the Atlantic. President Biden being closely watched at the White House as he awarded the Medal of Honor to a Vietnam veteran while the First Lady continues fighting COVID in Delaware.
We are told the president is feeling well. He's experiencing no symptoms, but he is taking precautions. The president masking up during a Medal of Honor ceremony honoring Captain Larry Taylor.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Authorities say part of a pier where dozens of University of Wisconsin students were celebrating on Labor Day collapsed into a lake, leaving one person in the hospital. This is ABC News.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul, bringing you only the best coffee roasted to perfection. Hey, Kadagi, welcome back. Just before this break here, we were talking with Robert Pilot as he was at the Black River Falls Ho-Chunk Nation's Labor Day powwow this past weekend. We got to hear from Charisse Davids, and I know, Robert, you also got to talk with another really great Ho-Chunk author of ours. So let's go ahead and take a listen to that.
Hey, Peeny Geegee, Haley. I'm with another cool Ho-Chunk, and I want her to introduce herself. Ho-wa.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. My name is Rhea Thundercloud. I'm from Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, and San Diego Pueblo. I'm from the Ho-Chunk Nation. ThunderClan, Wakanjahajapuwinga is my name. And I'm really excited to be here. I'm currently now at Black River Falls Powwow Labor Day weekend. I just finished up a book signing with four Ho-Chunk authors. Corey, Charisse Davids, Irene, and myself. I am approaching my one-year book anniversary. It came out last year, 2022, September 2022. So now I'm going to have my first book birthday. So it's really exciting, and it's been such a whirlwind and an awesome experience since my book hit the shelves. I've seen it in multiple states, multiple airports, kind of all over the country, and it's still surreal to see it in any kind of bookstore because I can't believe it's myself, but I also can't believe that there is Indigenous authors out there that are in the forefront of these bookstores now.
That's awesome. And can you tell us a little bit about the book and the graphic designer? It's a beautiful book. And I know in years past, and you still are, a dancer. And there's a picture of you on the cover, I believe.
Yeah, so my book is exactly about that. It's called Finding My Dance, and it's talking about my own experience with dancing and the evolution of dance, how I started off as a traditional dancer. I was brought into the powwow circle as a jingle dress dancer in Ann Arbor Powwow, Michigan, at the age of 4. And then I started corn dancing at the age of 5 in San Diego Pueblo, New Mexico. And so that's kind of what grounded me in my dance styles. And over time, I discovered contemporary dance and classical dance. So I started doing that. But the traditional dance was the foundation of what has taken me around the world and able to tour with all these dance companies. So that's what my book is about. And it really talks about how being a part of classical and contemporary dance is very Eurocentric. So being able to ground yourself and calling your spirit back and knowing your roots is really important to travel when it comes to going to these European countries and being in such a Eurocentric performing arts.
You know, we talk a lot about this, and I think all our listeners can maybe relate, but how dancing is so healing. And I just talk a little bit about that, because you're a young woman that's been doing it for so long, and you're advocating these good ways.
Yes, dancing is healing. Movement is healing. So even if you're unable to dance, moving your body, just staying in motion is medicine. And it really keeps our body healthy and grounded. And it takes us out of our minds, but into our bodies. And then we're able to feel more our spirit when we're in our bodies. And we're able, our bloodline is so strong, and we're able to tap into this visceral bloodline timeline. And we're able to feel things and share things. And I think that dancing is also storytelling. They're so interconnected. You can't have storytelling without dance and dance without storytelling, because they're both saying something, they're describing something, they're sharing something. So I feel like movement is storytelling as well, and we all got stories to share.
You know, I, before I forget, because you know I'm old, I'm a baby elder, let our audience know where and how they can either get to your Facebook page and buy this book, or where is this book available?
Yeah, so I have social medias, pretty much everyone, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, I have my book linked to all of those different social medias, so if you just go to them, I'll have it pinned at the top of my page, and including my Instagram, things like that. So otherwise, Google works. You can go to Amazon or Penguin Random House, which also sells in-house books like mine.
Again, the name of the book?
Finding My Dance by Rhea Thundercloud. illustrated by Kalila J. Fuller.
Thank you so much for stopping in again, and I want to really reach out again and talk to you real soon. You make us old baby elders really proud to be Ho-Chunk.
Thank you, Pinigigin. Such an honor to talk with you again.
Okay, back to you, Haley. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Rhea Thundercloud, everyone again. Rhea Thundercloud, Ho-Chunk author. Her book is titled Finding My Dance, so make sure you find that one in your local bookstore.
Yeah, she's inspiring, and it was great to see her and talk to her. Really a go-getter, really someone that's has really a lot of good medicine coming from her. Very positive, very nice person. You saw how she ended that conversation with, it was really nice to talk to you. Just beautiful things like that. Really a nice young person. And it was my pleasure to really, really talk to her. But it was fun going down to the powwow. There was a dance that that was pretty intense that happened during the powwow, and it basically it's a dance off, and it was amazing. I'm going to try and find out the name of the dance, but you know how Ho-Chunk's dance, you know, kind of the what is it called, the washboard dance, and there was a contest, and my God, it was, you know, it wasn't 100 degrees, but it was close to 100 degrees, and they were all dancing off for prizes, and Haley, over half, there was probably 10 dancers that were there, and those dancers had danced roughly 28 songs in the heat and just kept going and going and going.
Right.
And it's like the last person standing kind of thing where, you know, and then when they started making mistakes after, you know, 20 some dances, they started, you know, tapping people out, and there was big prize money. But oh my God, that's one, a hard dance to do just for the 3 minute song, let alone 28 songs that it kept on going and going and going. And it was in honor of Danielle DeLong's mother, who's has cancer, and it was really heavy duty, and people were, I've never seen this before, but I think it's a thing that does happen quite often. So it was really interesting and really heartfelt that these people were these young, and it wasn't just young ladies. There were older ladies too, that were doing this and really kicking butt. And, I was sweating watching them. I can't imagine wearing all that regalia and
That's what I was just gonna say. And so, all the regalia and the heat and the continuous movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. Well, I also saw something that I don't usually see at powwows too, but I don't know if this was just a TikTok thing, but it gave me a good laugh. There was an activity that they did in the middle of this powwow. It was called How many aunties can you fit in the car or the sedan? So all these aunties, I think they fit like 20 aunties in this little car, and they had to get all the doors to shut. And if they could do it, I guess they all won a prize or something. But
wow, that sounds like something from the 50s where they were trying to fit people in phone booths. But you wouldn't know what a phone booth is, Haley. That's way before your time.
I've seen them in pictures and old films, but
right, there you go. Exactly. That's so funny that to think that you really haven't used one. And I remember seeing one, hadn't seen a paid phone in many years. And we were in New York, and I think we were in the subway or the train, and we picked one up and took a picture. And I know a relative saw that picture, and he goes, "You know how many germs are on that phone?" And I was just I never really thought of that.
Yeah, I remember back when we had dial-up internet even, and phones that were connected to the wall still. So I'm not that young, but I do remember that.
Well, what is it, the people in high school that have never seen this stuff? Because That's Wendy, it looks like she's going to chime in here. Hey, Wendy, how you doing?
I just got caught in the rain.
Oh, rain? Oh,
yeah, wow. It rained.
That's good.
Yeah.
We need rain. Wendy.
Hi, for like 5 minutes. Of course, I took the dog for a walk. It was 89 degrees.
Oh.
But the rain felt really nice.
Yeah, we were just talking about powwows. As you know, we were out at the powwow at Black River Falls, and we just had Charisse David's on, and Rhea Thundercloud, the author, and we're looking forward. Are you going to do a live piece, or are we going to use
I recorded a piece earlier because I didn't think I was going to be on, but I could do either way.
And then we can use your recorded one later.
Sure.
Wow.
But I was going to talk about the same thing, though.
Oh, this is magical, kind of. Maybe you can do a fun fact Tuesday.
Sure.
Cool. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we're here rolling with the punches here on Native Roots Radio, Haley and I, and now wonderful Wendy just appeared out of nowhere. That's a positive thing about having a home studio. You can have cats, wives, and special guests come in at any time. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Attention art enthusiasts, experience Laura Youngbird's indie Wisigindum, My Heart Hurts, a solo exhibition by Laura Youngbird presented by All My Relations Arts this summer. All My Relations Arts aims to foster connections between contemporary American Indian artists, preceding generations, diverse audiences, and the vitality of the American Indian cultural corridor. Laura Youngbird is a talented artist from the Minnesota Chippewa Grand Portage Band that uses the dress as a metaphor to address social issues. Issues, injustices, and biases. Through mixed media combining drawing, painting, and prints, Laura explores the dress as a powerful symbol in her work, revealing layers of meaning. Her series examines mixed emotions and themes like common threads, loose ends, and vulnerability. And you can see Laura Youngbird's Inde Wisigindum, My Heart Hurts, all summer through September 9th at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis. Plan your visit and let the moving art speak to your heart. More information at allmyrelationsarts.org.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hey, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife live. And she works on animal issues in the state and federal level. And she's also been our animal and sacred relative correspondent for many years on Native Roots Radio. And I just want to say, Pini Gigi, for stopping in the studio, Wendy, and welcome.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Hey, my name is Hana Jihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. But I did, Robert, I recorded a segment for you, but you could use it another day.
Right on.
But so I figured since I'm here, we'll just do our fun facts. So it's I have a list here of fun facts that we've been working on. We started at number 300. We're working our way to number one. We might get pretty close today.
Yes.
We will see. Yes, I was out there. I just want to remind everybody, I'm so grateful, Robert, that tomorrow is finally going to be cool. I really can't take the heat. I can't take it anymore. When I was younger, these temperatures, 88, 90, 96, it did not bother me whatsoever. The hotter, the better. I just can't take it anymore. So I took Wanda out for a little walk, and it just started pouring.
Wow.
Like for 5 minutes.
Are
it just poured. So I'm pretty wet, and Wanda's wet. So we came in the house. That's why I'm here. So,
are you cold? All right.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not cold. It felt great. Cows have one large stomach that is divided into four compartments to go through the different stages of digestion.
Hey, before we get any further in the cows, Wendy,
yeah.
I want to give you a quick shout out, talk about your cards that were at the fair.
Hmm.
And we sold many, many of those cards, and you've gotten responses. You had your email because you had your picture of Wanda in the back. Let's talk about that real quick here, if you don't mind, before we get into the fun facts.
So I started painting acrylic on canvas, and I paint a lot of different things. And I did a little series of four animals, a cow, a chicken, a pig, and a sheep. And the series is called Too Cute to Eat. And Robert took pictures of them, and we had somebody make 5x7 greeting cards from them, blank inside. And we sold them at the Minnesota State Fair.
Sold a lot of them.
And I got a really good response that people really like them. And I put my email on the back of the cards, and I got my first email today from a woman who's interested in buying, like, larger prints. So I'm really excited.
What's fun is somebody I know bought, I mean, there's a bunch of stories that our daughters told us about at the store, and somebody bought all four and planned on framing them.
Yeah.
You know, because the series, you have them upstairs in your office as a series right next to each other. So I thought, hey, that's cool.
Yeah, they're 11x14 canvases. So I would like to get them, you know, done as prints. And if somebody wants to buy them, that'd be great. So,
they want you to show the cards too here.
Oh, well, I do have the cards. You know, it's been a lot of fun, and I'm really very grateful that, you know, I got a good response. So I don't have a picture of the cards, but I could show you a picture of the whoever's watching on Facebook. I'll bring it up now. You could
take that picture, Wendy, down, and then I'm gonna go.
So Robert, you'll just have to go one by one. So there's the pig.
Oh, there's the pig. Can you see the pig?
Yeah, so the pig,
I have to set it at an angle.
Yeah. So the pig, the chicken, the sheep, and the cow.
Oh, went the wrong way.
Yeah, they're really cute. In New York, I have a series of three sea creatures.
Here, look at...
I have a... There's the cow.
Yep. I accidentally checked out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, those people that are on YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah, they're looking at it. Yeah. So I have a seahorse. I have a turtle and an octopus.
I do
like beach scenes and...
But it was so apropos to have it at the fair.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the number one, I think.
What's that? The chicken. The chicken's my favorite.
Yeah.
So the chicken is my favorite.
Look at the eyes.
I try to capture and give all the animals that I paint soulful eyes. And I hope that I do that.
Yeah,
but
you do.
Yeah, it's been really, it's been really fun. And I just, started painting because I like to paint. It's relaxing and, you know, but
great job.
I'm going to keep
We'll let people know how to purchase those once we know how.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a process. And I didn't really want to, I don't paint. I'm not painting to like start a business or to make money. I paint because I love to paint. So, yeah.
And it shows.
I try to do all kinds of stuff.
Well, yeah. Bravo, Wendy. And back to Fun Facts Thank Friday.
Thank you.
And
I really
Tuesday.
Appreciate it. It really warmed my heart to get that email today. So I appreciate it. A group of owls is called a parliament. I would have never thought it would be called a parliament.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Ants never sleep. Also, they don't have lungs.
Well, that's funny. Haley was just talking about aunties being stuffed into a Volkswagen or something. So they never sleep, too.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Animals generate 30 times more waste than humans, which is 1.4 billion tons every year.
Jeez.
Well, right now in the world, there's 7.7 billion people living on the planet.
Mm.
Yeah, so we do a lot of waste. The flamingo can only eat when its head is upside down.
Why does that one strike me?
Male rabbits are called bucks, and females are called does.
Don't say it. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's the same. Isn't that a deer? Isn't a buck and a doe?
A deer, a female.
Even
deer.
A small amount of alcohol placed on a scorpion will make it go crazy and sting itself to death.
Jeez, like alcohol, drinking alcohol or rubbing alcohol?
It just says even a small amount of alcohol. It doesn't say what kind. I guess if it's like a Captain Morgan or some Tito's vodka, I don't know. It is much easier for dogs to learn spoken commands if they are given in conjunction with hand signals or gestures.
Huh.
I'm going to start using hand commands and signals with Wanda because, Robert, we've had dogs in the past that they go deaf and then they don't know what we're saying. So if she knows hand, if she goes deaf, then maybe she'll understand what we're talking about.
She can ignore us that way, too.
To escape a grip of a crocodile's jaw, push your thumb into its eyeballs. Ooh. It will let you go instantly.
Doesn't
yeah,
like
while
being
you're
poked in the eye.
While you're in the grips of a crocodile's jaw, I'm sure that's what you're going to think about. Canis lupus lupus is the scientific name for a gray wolf.
Oh, say that again.
I'm probably not saying it right. Canis lupus lupus.
Probably not.
During World War II, Americans tried to train bats to drop bombs.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. I mean, a bat is not strong enough to carry a bomb.
Well, not one that comes out of a plane, but maybe a hand grenade or something.
Robert, you might know this one.
Ooh.
A house fly hums in the key of what?
B flat.
F.
Oh.
The turkey is one of the most famous birds in North America.
Yeah, it was going to be our national, the United States national symbol before the eagle.
Yeah, well, we have tofurkey for
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. A single elephant's tooth can weigh as much as 9 pounds. That's as big as Wanda, our dog.
Wow.
A single elephant tooth can weigh 9 pounds.
Wow.
Alligators generally live between 30 and 50 years.
No. Oh,
that's a pretty long time, right?
Yeah.
The scientific name of the red fox is Vulpes vulpes.
All right, Wendy. Hey, thanks for coming out of the rain and coming in
off.
And out of the rain and doing your sacred animal section
sure,
here, as always. Hey, I want to thank Sharice Davids, Rhea Thundercloud, Wendy Pilot, and Haley Cherry for making this show possible today.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information.
A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.